Welcome to Live with Passion and the teachings of Father Cedric Pazenia. This program is designed to help deepen your relationship with God and empower you to live with greater passion. We invite you to log on to www.frcedric.org for more inspiration. That's www.frcedric.org. May the Holy Spirit touch you as you listen now.
Hi, I'm Father Cedric Pazenia. Welcome to Live with Passion. I am talking about a personal relationship with Jesus. Jesus is calling you to come. He wants you to encounter Him, and you can have a personal relationship with Jesus. I hope you enjoy this preaching. So let's talk about this personal relationship with Jesus, because I've mentioned that many different times. It's simply this. You know, we've all heard that terminology. Simply this. Let's break it down into two things. Number one, intimacy. There's depth. There's closeness. There's a knowing that you never had before. I want you to be connected to Jesus, just like a baby with an umbilical cord and the mother. Number two, a personal relationship with Jesus. You know in your heart of hearts that Jesus died for you on that cross. Yes, He came for the whole world, but He came for you personally. That's what it means to have a personal relationship with Jesus. You're a person, He's a person. You relate in an intimate way, and you realize that He came to die for you, to forgive your sins, fill you with the Holy Spirit, so that you're going to live forever. It's as simple as that. It's not a complicated thing. A lot of people talk about a personal relationship with Jesus, but they don't really explain it. And this is what it is: intimacy, and you know that He loves you, and you know that He died for you personally. In the Bible, in the Scriptures, for example, the Gospel of Matthew, it'll talk about another name for Jesus, and that name is Emmanuel. Emmanuel, that comes from the Old Testament, comes from the prophet Isaiah. It's a name that simply means God with us. In the beginning of the Gospel of Matthew, Emmanuel, God with us. The middle of the Gospel of Matthew, where two or three are gathered in My name, there I am with you. In the end of the Gospel of Matthew, go proclaim the gospel and know that I am with you. So the Gospel of Matthew is all about Jesus being with us. That's what intimacy is. You know what with means? When somebody's with you, they're near to you. They're close to you. They're alongside you. They're with you. And that's what intimacy is. That's what a personal relationship with Jesus is. You never, ever have to walk alone. No matter what you're going through, maybe somebody that you love dies, maybe you're struggling with a relationship problem, maybe you're unemployed, maybe you're going through old age and physical sufferings. Emmanuel, He's with us. And once He's with you, He will never leave you. He is faithful. I love that scripture from the book of Hebrews. I will never, ever fail or forsake you. I watched the movie one time, Son of God, one of the more recent movies about Jesus. Very white Jesus, but remember, we're not interested so much about what He looks like as who He is. And the character that they proclaimed in this movie, Son of God, it was out in the movie theaters recently as I'm taping this. The character for Jesus was interesting, very friendly. Remember what Jesus said, I no longer call you slaves, I call you friends. And that's what He wants, friendship. He was very approachable. You get to know Him in a personal way. You spend time with Him. That's what the apostles did, by the way. The apostles, it says in the Scriptures, they're not just those who went out and preached the Gospels. Number one criteria for being an apostle, they spent time with Jesus. They got to know Jesus. That's right from the Bible. Then they went out. You know, that's why in our tradition as a Passionist, we're monastic. That means we spend time in prayer, reading, contemplation. Then we go out and preach. We don't presume to go out and preach to people until we first have nurtured that relationship with Jesus. You can't give what you don't have, but once you have it, you give it, and freely give it. Well, anyway, I was watching the movie Son of God. Here's this wonderful movie, this portrayal about Jesus, and there was a scene, we all are familiar with the scene of the storm on the sea, you know, this raging storm. Here are the apostles in the boat, Jesus had told them to go over to the other side. It's the middle of the night. They're fishermen. They know what to do, but here's this huge storm, and they were terrified. Well, they look, and this is in the movie now, right from the gospel. They look, and there's Jesus walking on the water. Remember now, he's the Son of God. He's walking on the water, and they're terrified because they think it's a ghost, but not Peter. He knows who it is. He has a relationship with Jesus, and he goes, he's kind of the spokesman for all the apostles. He goes, Jesus, if it's you, tell me to come. And Jesus said, come. So here's Jesus walking on the water. Peter got out of the boat. That's courage. That's how I feel like when I'm ministering on TV or preaching in front of huge crowds. You get out of the boat. You have courage. Because once you develop a relationship with Jesus, you start to do things that you never thought you could do. He takes you places where you never thought you'd go. You dream dreams that you never thought you'd have. So he gets out of the boat and Peter starts walking on the water. All things are possible with God, right? So here's Peter walking on the water, and they showed it in the movie. He's coming toward Jesus, and all of a sudden, this lightning bolt hits. Peter gets distracted. He looks toward the storm instead of away from Jesus, and he starts to sink. And I mean, they show him going down, glub, glub, glub. You know, you can see the oxygen going. He's underwater. And immediately, this is what I love, this hand plunges right into the water, grabs a hold of Peter, pulls him up, and Peter was saved. Maybe you're going through a storm right now in your life, and there's all kinds of different storms that we can have. There's the storm of grieving somebody that you love. And then fear and worry can make us feel like we're drowning. Addictions make you seem like you're going down. Sufferings and growing older will make you feel like you're suffocating. I want you to sense something right now through this TV program. The hand of Jesus grabbing a hold of you. He won't let you go down. He's faithful. He will help you. Right at this very moment, my mother is 90 years old. And today, as I'm taping this, my sister's taking her to the doctor to have heart surgery. She needs a new valve. And you don't know how hard it is for me to be doing ministry and other things, being 1,000 miles away from my mom, worried about her. And you know what I sense? The hand of Jesus holding on to me. And I'm not going down. I can do it, and you can do it through the strength that he brings. Because as I said, when you have a relationship with him, he's your friend. And to have the Son of God as your friend is a wealth, a treasure of inestimable value. How wonderful it is. What a friend we have in Jesus, as the song goes. And so I want you to grab a hold of that image of Jesus holding your hand and helping you. If you've ever been to St. Peter's Basilica, the largest church in the world, the center of Catholicism, right? You know, as you go in there, you'll see Bernini's columns and the Pietà and all these works of Michelangelo, all these statues, all these artworks. It's magnificent. Just as you're leaving the church on the way out, in the vestibule as you're leaving, the last thing that you're going to see at St. Peter's Church is that scene of Peter sinking in the water and Jesus reaching out to save him. Because while St. Peter is exalted in this church, St. Peter is human. The church is human. And the church must rely upon her Lord to save us. And that's what Catholicism and that's what Christianity is all about. Friendship with Jesus. So everybody has storms. Everybody at times feels lost. But what I want you to know is what I'm proclaiming to you is that Jesus is close to us. As I said, Emmanuel, with us, alongside us, near us. That's what it means to have a personal relationship with him. Intimacy. You pray and you get the sense that he's there. You're walking through life and you don't have to get all frazzled by everybody and all your circumstances. You go through hard times and you know that he's with you, and that even though you go through the valley of the shadow of darkness and death, you fear no evil because He is with you as your shepherd. So I want you to know that intimacy means that you keep your eyes fixed on Jesus. Because as I said, he brings you courage when you're afraid. He brings you healing when you're brokenhearted. He brings you strength when you're weak. He brings you stability when you're feeling overwhelmed. And he brings peace, because he's the Prince of Peace, when you feel frazzled. Focus on Jesus. You know what it says in the scriptures, Hebrews? Keep your eyes fixed on Jesus. I'm a Catholic priest. My heart's desire, yes, I want you to live with passion. Yes, I want you to realize your potential. Yes, I want you to come to a deeper understanding of your faith. But more than anything else, if I had one sermon to preach, I want you to have a personal relationship with Jesus. I want you to have intimacy with him. I want you to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And I want you to know that he died for you personally. Many of you are my friends and my partners, my supporters, my benefactors. Thank you, thank you, thank you. In some ways, you know all this. I'm refreshing this. But some of you have just flipped into this program. That's the reason why God has me on TV, to help you. It's just another seed of Jesus saying, come to me. Come, follow me. And he's calling you personally. Remember what Pope Francis said. Don't think it's not for you. It's for you. It's for all. That's how good Jesus is. In the Bible, it talks about intimacy. Paul the Apostle especially uses this phrase, in Christ, I-N, in Christ, over and over again. I didn't count how many times, maybe 50 times in the Bible, that we're in Christ now. It's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And we are in Christ. You can't be any closer than that. The word I like to use is baptism. If you've ever seen a baptism, I remember I was at the Jordan River. When I was there, they did a baptism. Here's this 250-pound woman plunged into the water. She comes out sopping wet. And that's what it means to be in Christ. You're plunged, you're immersed, you're sopping wet with Christ. And that's what I want you to envision. This is what the Gospels are trying to lead us into. It's no longer us independent anymore. We are in Christ, and Christ is in us. One of our great saints, St. Patrick, mostly known for preaching in Ireland and casting the snakes out of Ireland, he produced a prose. It's called the St. Patrick's Breastplate. And here's an excerpt. I love this. Christ be with me. Christ before me. Christ behind me, Christ in me, Christ beneath me, Christ above me, Christ on my right, Christ on my left, Christ when I lie, Christ where I sit, Christ when I arise. I love that. I think about Paul when he said, for me to live is Christ. See, it's a whole new reality now. Do you understand that the Gospels aren't trying to tell us what Jesus looked like? They're trying to bring us into a relationship that will never end, that is eternal. And I want you to have this personal relationship with Jesus. I want you to know that he suffered and died for you personally. My book, Come Encounter Jesus, will help you with that. My TV programs, any of my books, I talk about a personal relationship with God. And I wanted to tell you about this story about Thomas Dorsey. Now, we're talking about intimacy now. And intimacy is the hallmark of a personal relationship with Jesus. And I wanted to tell you about the story of Thomas Dorsey, not the jazz musician, but Thomas Dorsey lived in Chicago in the early 1900s. And he had an encounter with Jesus. He met Jesus when he was 22 years old. And he began writing gospel music, and he became a minister. Well, once he was leading a church service and he got a telegram, he got a message that tore his heart out. As he was leading the service, the message said this, that his wife died in labor. And then 24 hours later after that, his little baby died. He was devastated, as you might imagine, Thomas Dorsey. And he resolved that he was never, ever going to write another hymn again. And he doubted the goodness of God. Wouldn't you? I mean, your wife dies in labor and you lose your little baby. He started to doubt. Well, about a week later, he was just sitting by the piano playing, and all of a sudden, remember what I said, God is faithful, he'll never abandon you. All of a sudden, this peace came over him, a wonderful peace from God. And he decided to write a song, and the words came to him. The hymn lifted him from despair, changed his musical career. The hymn has been translated into 40 languages. Elvis Presley sang it, and it was Dr. Martin Luther King's favorite hymn. Of course, I'm talking about Precious Lord, Take My Hand. And this is the hymn that came to him while he was sitting at the piano, devastated from losing his wife and his child. Precious Lord, take my hand. Lead me on, let me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord. Hear my cry, hear my call. Hold my hand, lest I fall. That is so beautiful. Yes, he's our precious Lord. He knows what you're going through. He knows the hardships that we bear. He's aware of it all. Don't give up on him. In fact, in your hard times, in the tribulations, in the most devastating times, that's the time to give him your hand. Put your hand in the hand of the man who stilled the waters. Put your hand in the hand of the man who calmed the seas. Take a look at yourself and you'll look at others differently by putting your hand in the hand of the man from Galilee. And I say this from personal experience. These aren't just songs, it's not just words. Jesus is alive, and he came for you and me. That's why I remember when I went to that play years ago and I was sitting there, I thought to myself, I don't belong, and I don't belong to him, and he doesn't belong to me. But that's totally different now. I'm no different from you. I just simply believed. You make an act of faith. You get to know him through reading the scriptures, and then things open. Power occurs. A relationship begins, and it becomes personal. And I know that I know that I know for the rest of my life, as long as I'm faithful, he will walk with me and he's going to bring me through the dark shadow and valley of death and raise me up. And he'll do the same for you too. So to my faithful friends, my partners, my benefactors, I pray that you will grow in your relationship with Christ. And for any of you who may have just tuned into the program, I'm Father Cedric Pezzegna, Catholic priest. My heart's desire is to help you have a personal relationship with Jesus. And if you don't know him, I pray that you will know him through this program, through my teachings. Go to my website. Got all kinds of free, I have a free book for you. I have free booklets on my website you can get and download. But the second part of a personal relationship with Jesus that I got to tell you about is this, the passion, the cross of Jesus. You see, I'm wearing what's called our religious habit. I am a passionist priest. Some people have actually called in because they want to buy one of these. You can't buy it. You have to profess your vows and become a passionist. That's the only way you can get this habit. But the main thing that I want to tell you is that I am dedicated to, I even profess a vow to the passion of Jesus. And why do I do something like that? Because when I was a young man, I believed that he died for me, that he went to the cross for me, and it so changed my life and gave me a personal relationship with Jesus that I'm spending the rest of my life proclaiming Jesus to the entire world and proclaiming that this cross, that God so loved the world, that he gave to you and me his only begotten Son. This is treasure. This is wealth untold. This is something that you can't buy, but you can receive, and I want everybody to know this. It doesn't work like this. I'm good enough. I hope to go to heaven. That's not the gospel. The gospel is you believe that Jesus died for you, that he loves you, and that you have that assurance that you're on the way to heaven. That's a personal encounter with Jesus Christ. I remember I had the privilege of studying in the Holy Land. I spent some time in Jerusalem. I knew the Franciscans at the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. That's the church that we believe was built right over Calvary, where Jesus died. It was a limestone quarry. And even today, you can go into that Church of the Holy Sepulchre, you step up about 15, 20 steps, you go up the Mount of Calvary, and there's an altar there where you can celebrate and pray. Well, I was locked in that church all by myself. Usually there's all kinds of people in there. Because I knew the Franciscans, on Fridays, they closed the church for a few hours. I was locked in there all by myself. I sat up on the Mount of Calvary. I touched the limestone quarry where Jesus died. I meditated at that moment and thought about it, and I was reading the scriptures. When we talk about the Gospels, you have to understand that the Gospels, probably a third of each Gospel is dedicated to the Passion. If you want to know anything about Jesus, it's the Passion. In fact, scholars tell us that the Passion narratives were the first thing written, and then the Gospel grew from that. That's how important the Passion is. Well, anyway, as I'm sitting there, I sensed how much Jesus suffered. I could feel it in my bones, in my soul, that the deep agony that Jesus went through. And I said, I was a seminarian at the time. I said, Lord, if I'm ever ordained, I promise I will preach the Passion. That's what my vow is, to preach the Passion to all the people so that they would know how much you love us. And that's exactly what I'm doing now, years later. I became a priest, been a priest now for 23 years, on TV, writing books, preaching all around the United States. And this is what I preach, a personal relationship with Jesus through his death for us on the cross. And it's for all people. Everyone can encounter Jesus, not just for religious people. Remember, Jesus came for the sick. He came for sinners. And we qualify. And the one thread that runs through all the Gospels is Jesus is inclusive. Come to me. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy burdened, and I will give you rest. I want you to have not religion, a personal relationship with the resurrected Christ. Let me pray for you right where you are. Lord Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, you come to us through the Gospels, and you come to us in many different ways, and you invite us to come to you. We surrender ourselves to you now. I believe, we believe, that you love us, you invite us to friendship, and we also believe that you died for us personally on the cross to forgive our sins so that we can go to heaven. Whatever storms, whatever tribulation anyone is going through, I pray that they will know that you are with them, you will help them, and give them a deep personal relationship with you. We surrender our lives to you, Lord Jesus. We love you, and we pray to grow in you, and you in us. May Almighty God bless you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Don't just live, live with passion. This is Father Cedric Pizzegna. Thank you so much for listening to my program. I hope you are inspired by my radio program. My goal is to reach out to you and to all with the gospel of Jesus Christ. I invite you to visit my website, www.frcedric.org. That's fathercedric.org. On my website, you can watch my television programs, you can listen to more podcasts, you can make prayer requests that come directly to me, and much more. I have many resources to help you in your Christian life. My resource phone is 844-FATHER-C. That's 844-328-4372. Please feel free to call. Thank you again. Don't just live, live with passion.